सुतिम्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये श्रीमतं स्वागता कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनः वदन्तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विदुनोति सुदुःसताम् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी. So today's verse for discussion, it is Canto 5, the Creator's Creative Impetus, Chapter 4, the Characteristics of Rishabhadev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Text Number 6. Yascha Pandaveya Sloka Udaharanti. Because of his devotional service, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, agreed to become His Son. What a glorious Son and a glorious parent. Purport is Divine Grace by Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The words dhena, karmana are significant in this verse. A work is not carried out in devotional service, it is contaminated by the modes of material nature. That is explained in Bhagavad Gita, yajnatha karmano nyatra lokoyam karma bandhana. Activities performed only for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord are pure and are not contaminated by the modes of material nature. All other activities are contaminated by the modes of ignorance and passion as well as goodness. All material activities meant for satisfying the senses are contaminated. And Maharaj Nabi did not perform anything contaminated. He simply executed his transcendental activities even when performing yajna. Consequently, he obtained the Supreme Lord as his son. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kalamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavascha Sri Rupam Sakrajatam Sardhanaragunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sardhanaravita Sri Vishakamvitamscha Mukam Kavati Vachalam Pangam Langayate Girim Yatripatamam Vande Paramananda Madhavam Pangam Langayate Shainam Mukam Avartaye Sutim Yatripatamam Vande Krishna Chaitanya Ishwaram Sri Chaitanya Padam Bhoja Madhupethyo Namo Namaha Katanchit Ashraya Vyesam Swapita Dhanda Bhagavate. Let me repeatedly offer my respectful obeisances on the divine devotees who always taste the honey of the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If even a doggish non-devotee somehow takes shelter of such devotees, he enjoys the aroma of the lotus flower. He Krishna Krishna Sindho Dina Pandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Tanta Rada Tanta Namostate Tatta Kanchana Gauvengi Radhe Vrindhavaneshwari Rishabhana Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataro Vyascha Prabha Sindhu Bhyai Vicha Patitanam Pavane Yo Vaishnave Yo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the translation, Homa Maharaj Parikshit, to glorify Maharaj Nabhi, the old sages composed two verses and one of them is this verse. Who can attain the perfection of Maharaj Nabhi? Who can attain his activities? Because of his devotional service, the Supreme Personality of Godhead agreed to become his son. So, Prabhupada, in his purport, if we read carefully, we find that activities are required to be performed, and when activities are performed, it can be done in two levels primarily. One level is to perform the activities within the modes, and the other is to perform activities on a spiritual domain or outside the modes. So that's how we find, if an activity is performed within the modes, it binds us. And if the activities are performed outside the mode, then it is transcendental, and therefore it is beyond the modes, and hence it liberates us from matter or the material energy. Now this we have spoken earlier also a couple of times, but just to refresh our mind, I'll go through quickly that sequence. As psychologists say that a human being generates anywhere between 5,000 to 50 or 60,000 thoughts a day. And if we make an observation or we create a logbook and then try to place these baskets, we can place them conveniently in three different baskets. One, a basket of the past, the second, the basket of the present, and the third, a basket of the future. And for majority of us, the thoughts are mostly either in the basket of the past or in the basket of the future. Very few thoughts are in the basket of the present. And therefore, the past, when the thoughts in the basket of the past is representing the mode of ignorance, because we are lamenting about the past. And the thoughts are in the mode of, in the future basket, then it's in mode of passion. And so the thoughts which are in the present basket are in the mode of goodness. And Krishna says, Saptam Sanjayate Jnana, that it's only from Sattva-guna, mode of goodness, that we get the knowledge. And the knowledge is that I am not the body, I am the spirit soul. And this knowledge is considered to be guhyam, the confidential knowledge. So when most of my thoughts are in the basket of passion and the basket of ignorance, obviously it means that I am vacillating only between these two modes, the passion and ignorance, and sometimes maybe in the mode of goodness, because I tend to be in the present situation. That being the conditioning, I am born. How? So because of these thoughts, we said that any thought which occur in our mind, we call it as vritti. And when these thoughts occur, Krishna says that thinking, feeling, willing. When I think about these thoughts, nenu emi alochistano ade matladtanu, emi matladtano nenu ade avutanu. So what I think, I utter. What I utter, I become that. Thinking, feeling, willing. जो सोचता हूँ वो बोलता हूँ, जो बोलता हूँ वो बनता हूँ. So what I think, I utter, and what I utter, I become. So that's the sequence. So therefore, when I'm thinking of the same set of thoughts again and again, because I'm not in mode of goodness, I'm in passion or ignorance, sometimes I act on that. And when I act on any particular thought, it creates a stamping or it creates an impression, and that impression is called a samskara. And then that cycle, because of the samskara impression, once again I think about it, and when I think about it, I act on that, and therefore when that happens repeatedly, it becomes inclination. And that inclination is called vasana. And where is this vasana stored? It is stored in chitta, or the subtle body. And therefore, my next life, I am born with the psychophysical nature or the psychic nature based on what is stored in my chitta. and I continue the cycle. Once again, I'm thinking because I'm born with certain modes, and I'm thinking, I'm acting, and this cycle is continuing for time immemorial. Anadi, we don't know, or I don't know when did I come, enter into the material world. And hence, I'm mostly in the modes, and therefore my activities are also in the modes. Let's divide this or reshuffle these baskets into two baskets. Instead of the thinking of future, present and the past basket, let's create two baskets now. One basket we call it an external basket, and the second we call it as an internal basket. So whenever my mind is moving towards the external basket, it implicates me, because the mind is getting attached to the external object. And why is the mind going toward the external object? Because it thinks that it can get some pleasure, some happiness. But how can we get happiness from an external object? Because an external object is only a utility value. It has no happiness in that. What is not there, how can I get that? So what is that external basket consists of? If we can observe carefully in our own life, in our own experience, and then what Shastra is saying, this external basket will have to start with what Bhagavatam calls it as Kaitava Dharma. That is dharma artha kama moksha. So you can say that that basket has these elements: dharma artha kama moksha. That's one. And dharma artha kama moksha is rejected by Bhagavatam as Kaitava Dharma, cheating religion. I perform some dharma. Based on the dharma piety, I get artha, I get some money, wealth, and based on that wealth, I try to enjoy my life. And when I get frustrated, or when I'm tired, so-called tired of enjoyment, then I look for liberation, moksha. And this is outrightly rejected in Bhagavatam. Opening in the first few chapters of Bhagavatam itself, it is rejected. Then what else the mind gets attached to? The four sins, the four pillars of sin: intoxication, gambling, illicit sex, and meat eating. This is where the mind goes for the pleasure, external objects. So dharma artha kama moksha is one set of elements or items to which the mind gets attracted, thinks that it gets pleasure. And the second set of items to which it gets attracted is these four things: meat eating, gambling, intoxication and illicit sex. And what other item do we have in the external basket? The third set is the opulences which the Lord has. Even the man chases them. What are they? The six opulences. Every living entity wants to show that he is a handsome personality. In fact, and there's a big industry there, billions of dollars spent just to enhance the external beauty of the person. So we all look forward to the beauty. Then we want the strength. Then the knowledge. Then wealth. Then the renunciation. So there are the six items to which the mind is craving, and it goes. So this is another set of items you find in the external basket to which it craves. And it's natural for craving because as part and parcel of Krishna, Krishna has these in full, and therefore our mind also goes in that direction. It gets attracted to it. But it's getting attracted at a wrong place, in a wrong basket. And then what else do we have in the external basket? The other sense object, whatever the eyes can see, what the ears can hear, they touch, so the knowledge gaining senses, they all move towards the externals. And then we can take the other aspect like karma, krodha, mada, moha, matsarya, these all can be placed in the external basket. And the mind is searching for happiness in these, from this basket. Because it's after the property, after the wealth, after the money and another aspect, which it feels that it can derive some pleasure. But these items do not have any happiness in them. It primarily has a utility value. Anything which has a utility value does not have the intrinsic quality of the emotion of happiness. Now we look at the second basket. What does the second basket have? Or we said this is an external basket, and then we have the internal basket. And the internal basket, according to Raghunatha Goswami, when he talks on Manasiksha, he gives in the very first verse the eightfold truths. What are the eightfold truths which are present in the internal basket? Anyone remembers? One is that the internal basket has guru. That is the first item. The second item is the Vrajadham, Vrindavan. Then three is the Vrindavan residents of Vrajavasis. Four, the Vaishnavas. Five, the Brahmanas. Six, the Diksha Mantra the person receives. Seven, the holy name. Eight, the process of surrendering, Sharanagati. So these are the eightfold truths which are present in the internal basket. And the process of surrender, as we know, that it has got once again the six aspects of surrender. So therefore, it's our choice whether the mind should be allowed to seek happiness with the item present in the external basket, or allow the mind to focus internally on the internal basket where we have the Guru, the Vrindavan Dham, the divine couple, the residents, Prajavasi, the Vaishnava, the Brahmanas. Where do we want our mind to go, or where do we want our mind to get attached? And from time immemorial, we have been attached to the external basket. We were never attached, or I was never attached to the internal basket. In fact, I didn't know that there is an internal basket of its existence itself. I thought the life means that only the external basket. Even at the time of my marriage, the pujari is supposed to be a knowledgeable person in Vedic literature, the scripture. He just said to me that dharma artha kama moksha, this is your, this is what you are required to do. He never said to me that there is a panchama purusha, this is not the essence of the life, but this is okay as a part of duty you are required to do, but beyond this, that you are required to serve the Supreme Lord in devotion. So neither I am born with a particular impression, samskara, nor my pujari in whom traditionally we have faith has informed me, has said to me that there is, you need to go beyond the dharma, the kama moksha, and therefore you need to perform devotional activity. And hence my mind is always attracted to the external basket. And today, by the mercy of Guru, Vrindavan Dham, Rajavasi, the Brahmana, Srila Prabhupada, who has taken us away from the external basket and trying to bring us to the internal basket, my mind is resisting. Because the mind has been attached to the external basket since anadi. I cannot trace back since how long or when it has become attracted to this condition. It's like Chaitanya Charitamrita gives a beautiful example of a dog. And the dog, the master has been cajoling the dog, moving the dog, patting the dog. The dog is always sitting on his lap. He's fondling the dog. He's doing everything, including so much so that the person sleeps with the dog. And there is a saying that a person who sleeps with their dog gets up with the dog fleas. So therefore the person is spending his whole life with the dog itself. And suddenly he finds that the dog has caught rabies. And then what is the master trying to do? He is trying to push away the dog. Because rabies is such a deadly disease or a deadly virus that when you get attacked, first you lose your the capacity to properly think, and then eventually you find the person is going to leave the body, is going to die. So therefore, what is the master trying to do? He is trying to push away the dog. And when he's trying to push away the dog is thinking, what has happened to my master? All these days he was fondling me, and today suddenly he is trying to push me away. So when the dog is being pushed away, the dog time and again comes back to the master. You have been with me, you have cajoled me, you played with me, you slept with me. Why are you moving away? So therefore it once again tries to perform its dogish activity, pulling out the tongue, then moving its tail and so on to attract the person, the master. So the master has to push away the dog repeatedly, again and again, again and again and again and again, till such point that the dog understands that this person is no longer interested in me. So until the master retires the dog will not retire him. The person has to take away the concept that I have to be attached to this dog, or the dog gives me pleasure or happiness. Unless he takes that part, the dog will not leave him. So similarly, the mind has been attracted to these the item present in the external basket. So the mind has to again be pulled away from that external basket to the internal basket. Till that happens, the external basket keeps on attracting to us. So we need to push it away. And still, we may not be able to succeed because it is material energy. Krishna says, Daiviyesha Gunamai Mamamaya Duratyaya. It is, my material energy is very powerful. You cannot overcome. So it's not easy to overcome the attraction to this external basket. But then, what is the solution? We were reading recently the Japa book. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur also commenting on Manasiksha, he gives the beautiful key which in Japa book his Gurujan Prabhu, his glorious great Gurujan Prabhu, he says, he calls it as a master key. And what is that master key solutions given? That we should call out to the Supreme Lord, I cannot get myself detached from the external object. I need help. Cry from the deep heart. I need your help. Please help me. Please help me. Just as a baby cries for her mother or his mother, similarly, I have to cry for the mother or for the Lord's help. And if I can do that, then the time when I can cross the barrier of overcoming the material energy. Till then, I am only attracted to the external object. Or we can say that in the language of the commentary given on Manasiksha, that the external basket and the internal basket has been divided or called as the spiritually ignorant and the spiritually intelligent. Someone who is spiritually ignorant, he will perform the activities within the modes only. And any activity performed within the modes, it is a fact of binding. Bondage for Janma Mrityu Janavarni. Time and again, he'll come back in the same cycle. And who is the spiritually intelligent person? Spiritually intelligent person is that person who takes the shelter of the internal basket, the Guru, the Dham, the Brajavasis, the Vaishnavas, the holy name, the Diksha Mantra. So anyone who takes shelter of these items present in the internal basket, he is spiritually intelligent. And it is recommended, based on the commentary on Manasiksha, it is said that one should go for, or Grihastha family especially, they should have deities at home. And consider deities as the master of your house. Perform every activity on behalf of that master, trying to satisfy the master. So in the process, because you have taken a subordinate role, the role of a servant, and serving the master, the owner, therefore your activities become on the spiritual domain. And when your activities become on a spiritual domain, then you are moving gradually from adhaushrita on the journey to the prema, which is the ultimate goal. Yeah, there are, then we find that along the path, the process involves the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This is what the medicine for the Kali Yuga. Interestingly, His Holiness Satchinandana Maharaj commenting on, I think, verse number 3 of Manasiksha, he said that yes, chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the medicine in Kali Yuga. It is helpful, but the environment also should be conducive. If the environment is not conducive, the medicine may not work. It's an interesting comment made by Satchinandana Maharaj. And he says, he gives an example for this, that he met an Ayurvedic doctor, I think Dr. Naram,
I remember well. Now, this Ayurvedic doctor became famous after the 7/11 event took place, where he was surprised or was saddened to see not the victims of that 7/11, but by the firefighters who were involved, who were inhaling the poisonous gases, and they developed subsequently many other ill effects of inhaling that poisonous gas. So he went out of the way to give them treatment, and he did not charge them any money. And in the process, all the firefighters who came to him, I believe they were cured, and they were very happy. And because of that, this Ayurvedic doctor became famous. So then he was giving an example where a child he was treating for bronchitis, for the infection in the bronchi or in the lungs. And he said that in spite of giving the best of the medicine he had, and he understood the problem, the child was only becoming weaker and weaker, emaciating. And he said, something is wrong with the child, that he is going to die in spite of giving the medicine. So he said, let me visit the child's house. This happens to be in Bombay. So it was one of the slums in which the child was staying. So he visits the house, and on a closer inquiry, he finds that the child, I believe, is employed or he works in a chemical factory for 3 hours a day. And what is the nature of his work? It will be surprised to hear from the comment that the child is required to swim in a pool of chemical. That is his job. His job is to swim in a pool of chemical. The boy was good in swimming, and he would swim like a frog, extending both his arms and legs like a frog. And with that swim, I believe he could mix that chemical pool properly. And therefore, the doctor said, how is it possible that this child can recover from bronchitis? He is going to die when he is exposed to the chemical pool every day. So therefore, Sachandra Maharaj says that it's yes, the medicine, Kali Yuga medicine is Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. It is the medicine, but that medicine should be surrounded by the proper environment in which the medicine, the plant grows. Only then it will work. So similarly, chanting is, yes, helpful, like medicine, Kali Yuga medicine, as Maharaj said, but that should be surrounded by the proper environment. That environment is the association of devotees, like-minded people, eating together, prasadam, then chanting together, and then the other aspects of the internal basket which are mentioned. If they are integrated with this medicine, then the person grows rapidly, moving towards the ultimate goal. Otherwise, it may not be easy to move forward. Therefore, summarizing today's verse, Prabhupada says in his purport that the activities of King Napi or Maharaj Napi was so glorious. Who can perform such an activity? That he performed the activities not within the modes, but he performed the activity in pure spiritual domain. And therefore, he could achieve the ultimate goal of not only having the Supreme Lord himself as his child, but at the end he returns back home, back to Godhead. What a glorious life it is. But otherwise, we perform activities within the modes, and any activity performed within the mode is only binding. And to understand this concept, I took the example of an external basket and an internal basket. The external basket got certain item, the internal basket has got the eightfold truths, as explained by Raghunatha Goswami in verse 1 of Manasiksha. So if my mind has to be pulled again and again from the external basket towards the internal basket, that's where the happiness is ease. Because the external basket has only items of utility, not the items which can give me happiness. Because I am happy. I'm happiness because I'm Satchit Ananda. So the happiness is within me, it is not outside. And that has to be awakened. And that awakening takes place only when the mind is dragged to the internal basket, not to the external. And having tasted the internal basket, the mind will not go back to the external basket. Just to give you a small example, my granddaughter turned 1 year, only 4 days back. And till 3 weeks back, or 4 weeks back, the baby, Janavi, she was only crawling. And then suddenly she started up the last 3 weeks, she started slowly the nimble steps and then started walking. And now she doesn't want to crawl because she has that dormant ability to walk has been awakened, and therefore she is happy to walk around rather than crawl around. So similarly, when my dormant Krishna consciousness is awakened by the attachment of the mind to the internal basket, then the mind will never go back to the external basket. Hare Krishna. Any questions or any comment?
Prabhu, you talked about two baskets, internal and external. But now, in external bracket, you talked about four purushyatas, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. But now in Kali Yuga, external bracket, that external basket, I think only has artha and kama. No dharma, no moksha.
Yeah,
how can we at least get dharma and moksha in the external bracket?
Yeah, that is also true. The external basket, that dharma, artha, kama, moksha, we can take it as the, if you want to reclassify, it can be taken as the sukarma, or activities performed according to Vedic injunction. So that you get some positive credit into your account. Whereas the meat eating, illicit sex, intoxication and gambling, they are against the Vedic injunction. So therefore that is called the vikarma. So we should not perform either the sukarma or the vikarma, but we should perform the akarma. Grandharaj Bhagavatam ki
jai.